Car guys and car gals, welcome to this Car Guy Confession session with Jason Garris. Get you some.
Let's brew.
The clock, we're done. We're not done, guys.
No. We're just getting started. We're just getting through this episode of Fresh News. So car guys and car guys, we got plenty more brew left. He's got two cups of coffee. I haven't even
double
had my first one yet.
Double fisting it.
So, car guys, car gals, make sure that you pay attention to when we drop and we release the next episode of Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the originator of the Nextcell app, the creator of the Nextcell app.
Inventor.
And he is definitely a solutionary among solutionaries.
Oh, yeah.
So get you some of that Nextcell app and mention Car Guy Coffee sent you. Yes.
Okay, thank you, guys. I love you guys. Thank you.
I love you too, man.
Perfect.
All right.
Hold that. All right. Good. Awesome. All right. So, all right. We talked about this a little bit. About coming up with a confession session, right? So just a moment and a crazy experience that you actually had the chance to have something happen inside of your career, whether it was a funny blunder that turned into a bonus, just a fun little confession session, like something just crazy fun time.
A good funny story.
A lot or something like that. It's just a car guy confession. Like Freddie's when he talked about the not driving the customer. That was a confession.
That was my confession session. You know I told the truth about something, but I learned something because since that day, right. I've never, ever not been on a test drive.
Funny in the car business, you mean?
Yeah, something that turned into a challenge. It was a challenge.
Yeah.
Funny, and then it turned into a solution of some sort, but some sort of a confession session. El Patron, to give you an example, and you'll get to hear that as we released this episode tonight, but he got to talk about the guy on the lot that he learned from that took the driver's license. What was it? It was the driver's license and cut them up, right? And then the first chance that he had the chance to do that, he did it, right? And then he got suspended for it. You know what I mean? So something silly or fun, seriously silly.
I got a good one. I got my good one.
Everybody always does. That's awesome.
All right, cool.
All right, ready?
And boom.
Car guys and car gals.
That's right.
Welcome back. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Phil and Ars, the subprime hero.
And we are actually not brewing fresh news. Fresh news was on the last episode. Was. But we have the originator, the creator, the maker of the Nextcell app that is with us. And, man, we are making some really great new connections inside of this series. But one thing that I always love, Fred, it's always hearing about the blunders. The funny blunders, because I have had my share. Man, I've had a bunch.
He has more confessions than he can give up right now.
Yeah, we can have a whole series on confession sessions of Lou, the car guy. But with that, though, I've learned a lot, and I'm sure that, man, Jason, I'm sure that you've had some funny ones. You keep me funny just having a non-blunder conversation. I want to hear something that maybe happened inside of this episode of Car Guy
Confession Sessions.
Take it away.
You know what I love? I actually love that when we started the confession because I got so many confessions. I mean, if you're in the car business, right? Okay. Like the skip steps and the things that we do are like hidden, like, you know, but, and it don't usually come out, right? But that's how we actually learn with these skip steps. But I can tell you one of my best stories, and actually I'll tell you two confessions because I'll make them quick.
Bring them. Do it.
So the first one was a lady, you know, by the way, these confessions are lessons that I learned. So I learned the step of lying, and I want to tell you the best. So a lady comes in, and she was an older lady, right? Again, you know, I was new. I just started. You know, I was only in there for like 2 weeks. That I just started, and I was on the floor, and I was selling a lot of cars. Believe it or not, because they were making me go out, and they were pushing me to, you know, go on these demo drives and do all these good things. And my manager was making me, you know, follow the process that he had, and he was a great manager. But that said, there was a lady that came in, and she was on the lot, and I went outside. There was an old PT Cruiser. And the PT Cruiser was parked outside, And I brought her outside, and she loved the look of it. And I said, ma'am, I said, you're going to love this car, right? And so I pop her, I get her in the car. She loves it. She's sitting there. And I showed her the room that the PT Cruiser had, because it had a lot of room in the inside. That's one thing about it. But she goes to start it, and there's nothing. And so I'm like sitting there, and I'm like feeling stupid, because I'm like, this car, now again, this is what I just started. The car's not starting, right? Right. So again, if you have been in it for years, a lot of cars don't start. Now you just go get the jumper box, and that's it. But I didn't know what to do. I just started. So I'm like, did you try it? And she's like, she turned it, and she's an old lady, and I felt stupid, you know, but I couldn't tell a confession. You know, that's what it's all about. So she wasn't started. And I said to her, yes, yes. And she goes, what? I go, it worked. And she goes, what worked? And I said, there's a safety feature in it. Let me show you. And I said, so I run back in, and I said, the car's not starting. And she's like, the guy's like, what? I go, what do you want me to do? He's like, just clear. Take the jumper box. Go outside. Put the cables on it and jump it. Right? And I'm like, all right. I go outside. I know the car business as well. So I just go back out. Lady's in the car. I said, ma'am, I want to show you something. And she's like, what's that? I said, watch this. You see this right here? She's like, yep. She goes, what is it? I said, don't worry about what it is. I'm going to show you something. I put it on the key. I put it on. And I said, now, listen, do me a favor. Go ahead and start it. She turned the key. It starts right up. And she's like, oh, my God, it works. I said, yes. I told you, this is a safety feature. This car cannot be stolen. You see, ma'am, I said, this car isn't going anywhere. You know, these are one of the safety features that we have. And the lady's like, oh, my God, this is fabulous, right? Wow. So she's all excited about it. She's an older lady, and I thought I was taking advantage of it. And again, and it wasn't that I wanted to. I just hit the sale. Now, again, I get in. So we drive around. We drive around the car. I get back. Now I go in and sits down, and we're getting ready to make a deal. And she says, I don't know if I'll be able to afford this or get it. I said, ma'am, you're going to do just fine. She goes, my credit's not, I don't know about my credit. My credit's not good. I'm like, I don't worry about your credit. Listen, we can get you, it was a cheap car. They have CAC, the whatever. They had some, or not back in those days, I don't know if they had CAC. They had a buyer payer even at this dealership. They even had a department where for people that if they didn't have a you know good credit at all, you could actually put $2,000 down and rent the car for that. But it was really interesting. So the car was cheap. So I said, ma'am, let me just pull your credit and then we'll see what we can do. Don't worry. And she goes, well, I'm afraid. Don't. I don't know if I want to do it. I said, ma'am, let's just run the credit. She goes, okay, let's do it. So I give her the credit report. She fills it out. I go back up to my desk and I said, listen, the lady's afraid that we're not going to be able to do anything, right? She got over an 800 credit score.
Of course.
Right. So I go back to her. I said, ma'am, you're right. Credit's not good. But I'm done. Right? She's like, matter of fact, I know we can get you done. And she's like, oh, really? Right? And I'm like, yes. Yeah. She's like, yeah. She's like, really? I'm like, yes, really. We're going to get you done. And she's like, yeah, yeah. And at this point out, I'm like, and I felt like a hero with my bullshit lie, you know? I'm like lying. I'm like, ma'am. And she starts crying. Oh my God. She's like, oh my God. And she's in the showroom. Now, my buddies are all looking at me like, what did you do to the lady? So the lady's like, I'm so excited. Oh God, I'm so excited, right? So she gets up and she goes, oh, I'll be right back. So she starts walking out the dealership, right? And she goes over to the doors and she's like, I'm so excited, right? And she's freaking out. And she walks out to the car, right? And she'll get in her car. She'll take off. Right? And she'll take off. Right? And she never came back. Right? She never came back. So listen, I don't know why she didn't come back. Listen, I can tell you this, that if she had, she probably had more common sense than I had. She probably didn't fall for that jumper cable box, right?
No.
She didn't fall for the credit. She didn't believe in any of it. And it was way too quick. I was moving way too fast. And I wasn't honest. And I was very dishonest. And, mm-hmm. And my dishonesty cost me that sale.
Come on. Say it.
But then, I learned why I sold so many cars. And that's humor. See?
Come on.
Oh, humor. I love it.
And so this is my best story, confession ever. I had eaten Mexican food at a restaurant. And it was 12 o'clock. It was on my lunch break. And I came back. And I had the stomach virus. I had the stomach virus. Well, it was my very first day at the dealership.
Oh, man.
The reason I – the very first day at the dealership, it was day one. I'm sorry, day two. And there was an expedition, and it was an Indian family that came in. Now, when an Indian family comes in, they bring the whole entire family with them. I mean, when I mean they bring the family, they bring their aunts, uncles. They bring everybody
home. Yes.
Okay. And they were looking for an excursion or an expedition. They were looking for something big. They came out of a minivan and they jumped in. They wanted something big, an expedition, an excursion. So when they get into the vehicle, I greet the whole family nicely. I did a great job. I got them into the big vehicle they wanted, right? And I sat in the, I put them in the driver's seat and I was on the passenger seat and I'm driving. Now, in this, there's the grandmother, the grandfather, the mother, the father, and two little children, and this very, very old lady that I didn't know what she was. I didn't know whether she was the grandmother, grandfather, great-grandmother, whatever, but she was in the way back. None of them spoke English. Hmm. Only the parents and the children. So, but I know I don't speak their language, but I know that I had the stomach virus, and I wind up rubbing my stomach, right? And I'm not feeling good, and I had a fart, okay? So I farted, okay, which was not a big deal. Well, when I farted, I also shit my pants.
When I did,
listen to me. Oh, this is the reaction while we're on the road, okay? Oh, now, I didn't have a lot. It was more of like a shot. It was enough. Listen to me. It was enough for the aroma to go. But let me explain what happened. So,
Wait a minute.
As I'm sitting there in the passenger seat, and I look over, and the guy, the driver, the father, was going like this. He's going. Right? I see him looking, but I'm looking straight forward. I'm not doing anything, right? I'm looking straight forward. He looks back and says, yeah, I got over it, whatever, and start talking another language. So I said, right? So I could see another talking, right? If you could go, no, right? I see what's going on because I am deaf. I know what they're doing and I know what they're saying, but I know they're not saying, I know they're talking about this because the car is starting to stink and it stinks really bad. The children rolled up. The one girl, the children in the back, they rolled the windows down in the back, right? And the one kid in the back, the little boy, would make be an exaggeration, but I mean, it looked bad, but he was hanging his kid out. He was hanging his head out the window and letting the air come in, and he was making a big scene. So he starts yelling, what happened, right? And he goes, who did it? Right? He's trying to find out who did it. But he's not looking at me because I'm a salesman. I don't do that stuff, right? Well, I go, I did it. I shit my pants. right? I don't feel good, you know. And they start cracking up laughing, right? They were laughing so hard. They were laughing. And when they were laughing, right, they all started laughing because they know that I messed up. They know that it's funny. I'm giggling about it. I got poop in my pants. You know, but here's my point. Ready? So here's the best part. As they're cracking up laughing at me and with me, because they were laughing with me too, because they felt sorry for me too. They knew I was sick. I didn't feel good. So I get out of the vehicle, right? And I'm laughing with them, right? Yeah, laughing, right? And they're all cracking up and they're getting out. And the other salespeople are looking at them and they're laughing heavily. And they're like, what's going on, right? But nobody knows what happened. Nobody can smell nothing. All that happens right now is I went right to the bathroom, cleaned myself up real quick, came right back out, and I said, I went and grabbed the paperwork. I grabbed the sold form, the paperwork, and what I did was I laid the paperwork down, and I said, all set, you're all set, just sign right here, and these are the numbers right here for the car. You're all done, guys. I'm going to get you into the finance office. They're waiting to see you right now. I skipped the whole transaction. I'm talking. I never, ever negotiated that deal. All I did was throw the buyer's order down, and I skipped over it. Mm. There was no negotiating.
Assumed it.
They're the hardest to negotiate with. They negotiate for a living.
Oh, yeah. Mm. They're like 50% right off the rip. Mm. 20,000, 10,000. You're like, oh, shit.
the hardest to negotiate because in the country where they come from, they negotiate for food.
Everything.
We don't do that negotiation. Right. But you know what? It was a quick thing. So I found out that I go over to Spencer's, I buy a fart machine, right? I bought the fart machine, another thing you fart, you get it farts, right? And it goes 100 feet away, you can hit it and it farts. Well, what I was doing when I was hiding them under the desk and I was doing that and having fun with people, I put it in the fart machine, I put it in the vending machine when people were standing there, I put it in, I started running around and having fun with it. But what I did with my customers was I put it in the center console, and I'd sit in the back, right? And if it was a younger couple, I'd hit the button on it, and I'd get them laughing, right? And the more they laughed, the more money I made.
Ah, so true.
The more they laughed, the more money I made.
That's right.
So I learned this in business. Don't lie to your customers. Take good care of them. Make them laugh. Have a good time.
Yep.
You only have one shot. This is it. And when you do it, you don't have to negotiate for too long. And the biggest problem with people is we're in a rush. And salespeople are in a rush to get to numbers and this and that, but they're not in a rush to win right here and make them laugh and all those things that are important. Okay. And so the two confessions right there, my uncle, he's 80 years old. He tells that story. I don't even go to, we don't go to a restaurant with a business partner or a business, and they'll say, tell them that story what you did when you first started selling cars. Right? But wait a minute. So again, I know why I'm here. So again, I know I showed this before, but you know, again, I look at this here, and if you look, right, I push it down right here, and you can see I was selling them up every month. The awards are right here. And by the way, dude, there's hundreds and hundreds of plaques here, okay? They're stacked up. So you can't, and I got several suitcases. You can't look, and I put them away. But what I want to tell you guys is this. How do you get salesman of the month? By being salesman of the month.
Not by lying.
By just having a good time and just look at it. And you can see that's how relationships are. Who wants to be in a bad relationship?
Come on.
Not me. That's right.
No. So who that's what this is all about, relationships.
Man, that's some solid stuff
right there. Those are two extremely awesome.
Get it?
Number two?
Oh!
Yeah. Lies and humor.
That's right, man. Those stories are great because they also prove a point. And they also, those are nuggets for people to get and use in their life. Right. Laughter is one of my best things that I do with my customers. When I walk in, when anytime I walk in to bring a pencil, there's two things I do. One, I'm smiling huge and I'm coming in, whether I'm doing a goofy dance, like act like I'm so excited to start getting them to feel comfortable. And then I always tell them, great news, folks. I don't care how fucking high those numbers are.
Yep.
Great news, folks.
We did it. We did it. We got it done.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
And that, so humor goes so long. It goes not just in the car business. It goes with life. Friends, they like a funny friend. Everything. When you can make somebody, you can have a hater and then you make them laugh, they like you just like that.
Yep. That's right.
It's instant. I can hate somebody and they make me laugh and I'm like, you know what? I like you, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then what happens is, you know, when somebody does talk about that person, say that guy's a real jerk. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? You know, what's the real story? Because everyone's got to listen. In every relationship, there's always two sides to a story. Mm. And if you listen to the people that constantly complain about people, right? They're constantly complaining about people. There must be another side to the story. Because they must be complaining about this. Because if they're complaining about me, you'll be the next one they complain about.
Boom. Yep. Right. Fact.
That's right.
Man. In fact, you know, they say the international language is love, but I believe that it's laughter. Because no matter where you're at, you know, you could talk to somebody who's an Indian family, like me, Korean culture around me a lot. I could talk to a Jap. It doesn't matter. If you can make them laugh, they all understand what that is and they feel comfortable when you
You don't even start negotiating without it. As a matter of fact, that's the rule that I got. You do not negotiate without laughing. If you can't make them laugh, do not negotiate. You're still not done. You are not. And if you get the manager's got to go out and make them laugh, somebody's got to go out and make them laugh. Because there's something going on where they're not laughing. If they're not laughing or smiling, then there's something going on, man.
There's no connection there. And that's exactly what we're talking about right now.
We're all about new connections. Yeah.
Making new connections.
Man.
And this is again, a connection that we've made because we're always having fun. Jason, you don't want to hang out with us if we're not having a good time. That's not – you have way better things to do with your night.
From El Patron's own mouth, he says it was the most fun he's ever had on a podcast.
Okay. Come on.
So, you know.
I tell you this. Right now, if I would have shit my pants, there probably would be no toilet paper. Okay? There probably would have been no toilet paper. Okay? It would have been a different story now. But
back
then there was plenty of it. Oh, and so I knew that I could clean up when I was all right. But it wasn't as bad as it was. It wasn't a mess, but it was bad enough.
It was enough.
Definitely.
Definitely.
You know what? It was a good deal. And they were happy with it. And more money. And sometimes it's like, you know, you don't know what you're going to make until like the desk tells you what you make. Because the greatest desk managers, they're not going to tell you what you made until the end.
That's right.
They're going to hold back on you. They don't want to.
They know. Because if you're a good car guy, if you're somebody who's smart, you're going to negotiate down. And you're going to know how much you can negotiate down. So they don't want you to know that. They want to make you think that every penny is worth every freaking penny.
I used to work the desk. I used to work the desk too hard. And they used to say, Jason, don't work the desk. Stop working me. Work them. But really, they loved it. They knew that every time I was going up, I was working them, but they knew I was working hard.
Yeah. Because they knew you were working a deal.
That's the mentality they want to have. They want somebody who can think that way.
Your point, laughing, by the way, you've got the closing time. It's so quick. I mean, you're making that, you're shortening up that closing time.
Yeah. That's why you need to start off with that. You need to start off with a relationship that is getting them to laugh. We've always been a team that's cracking everybody up, whether it's the showroom that we're on, the customer that's in front of us. I knew if I passed the deal to Fred, if I wasn't going to be there to work it, they were going to have a great time, still have some fun, still be laughing, and we were going to make just as much money if it was me working it. Vice versa. He's not there. I take a hold of the deal. They're going to have a great time, laugh, fun. And we'll always look over there, see each other laughing, cracking up with the customer, be like, boom, that's a deal. That's done. And have a great time. That's the only way to do business.
And then,
never lying, always laughing.
And then another thing I would do is I do this. I get on the phone. And if they weren't buying, you know what I would say? I would say, you know what? I would say, hold on a minute. You're not buying today? Hold on 1 minute. And then I would call my wife, right? And my wife already knew that I was going to call her. And I would say, hon, listen, don't go grocery shopping today. I love it. Don't do it. I know you said you were going to go buy. Don't. He's not sure. Hold on 1 minute. Fred, you know when you think you might be, you know, maybe coming, are you coming? Do you have any idea when you – right now we were going to go grocery shopping tonight, but because you're not buying for today, it's really messing my – you know, my wife is – you know, you hold on. My wife will have to talk to you. Listen to me. I would do the stuff. I would go out of my way to make them laugh because they know it.
Oh, dude.
I can't – You would have sold the shit out of me. I mean, I would have bought everything you sold me. I mean, you're definitely a salesman, and I honor that, man. And man, what a great time tonight's been. I'm glad that we've been doing this for. This is probably the longest recording I've ever done, and it doesn't feel. It feels like one of the shortest ones. That's how much fun I've had tonight, Jason.
Well, there's a lot of fun. There's a lot to talk about in the car business,
man.
There really is, man.
There really is, and it's so much fun. There's sadness. There's happiness. It's a soap opera. It's a cartoon. You know, it's so much fun, and it's what you build it. And I feel fortunate that I've been able to make connections with you, to be able to meet you, and to be able to hear your side of the story and hear where you came from, man. Because it's a cool story. You're definitely a very such a unique person, man. And it's been so much fun. So
this has been great. I've enjoyed it. Car guy confession session, folks. This has been great. You got a double dose. Number two.
You got two.
All up inside of that. Two up in that. You market. Can deal with the good deals or the crappy deals, folks. But hey, it's all good. It's all going to come out good in the end. Jason, we appreciate you. We honor you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Car guys and car gals, stay tuned because the new connections are still happening. We are still making new things happen. We are forgive. Focus and flying.
That's right.
With more and more solutionaries as the days go by. So pay attention. Listen to what this man is telling you about the Nextcell app. You need it in the hands of every one
Everybody
of your
salespeople. Needs one of those.
Just as much as they Get need it. To be sipping on some solutions. Brewing solutions with the Car Guy Coffee podcast, they need to get the Nextcell app in their hands so that you can get the results that you need. And Jason is the man for you to talk to get it. He's giving it away for free. Just mention the podcast and he will make sure that you have a way to solve some more problems.
That's right.
So once again, Jason, we appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
We honor you. Thank you
so much.
Thank
you. They're going to tell me what diapers from now on, probably.
Hey Jason, you got our number. We got yours. I'm gonna wear you out, man. I'm gonna have to send you those texts every once in a while. See how you doing. So keep in touch with us, man. And I'll talk to you soon. We're gonna get our team working with this next sale. So let's get it going, bro.
That's right. We'll be right back, car guys and car gals.
Thank you.
Hold on, don't leave.